Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have Tim Swartz as our special, very special guest co-host, as opposed to being just special. Paul Dale Roberts is our guest this week on the Paracast. And before we learn about his paranormal studies background, I wanted to ask him about his background, how he got to the paranormal. And at one time in the distant, distant past, Paul, you were a dancer?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you Google Paul Dale Roberts Disco, you'll actually see some of the pictures and news articles when I was the disco king in Sacramento. And you're probably wondering how I got to that point where I was a dancer. And when I was 18, I went into the Army, and I was a military policeman, and I was stationed in Germany. They had a thing called the Khaki Mafia, and they were doing everything from drug distribution, prostitution, black marketing, you name it. So they needed some MPs to work undercover. So when I interviewed for the position with the Drug Suppression Team, CID, Criminal Investigation Division, you had to be somewhat streetwise, you had to be somewhat cool. And I guess I qualified, and before I knew it, I was working undercover in Germany, and I was wearing civilian clothes, I grew out a beard, I pretended to be a soldier who got out of the service and stayed in Germany and became a drug dealer. And so I was buying drugs, working undercover, and testifying at Article 32s and court-martials. While I was doing that, I was hanging out at discotheques because it was very popular in Germany. I would watch the dancers, and I started picking up on the moves, and I was very proficient with it. When I got back stateside, my very first job was with Arthur Murray's, and I was doing some dance contests, and I was winning the dance contest. And then one day a DJ by the name of Bill Lawley came up to me and says, "Paul, you have a lot of energy. You ought to do a Guinness Book of World Records on disco dancing." So my very first tryout was 72 hours, which is about 3.5 days. And it got a lot of publicity. With that publicity, somebody in South Africa went and got 189 hours for the Guinness Book of World Records. So the newspaper people, they came up to me and they said, "Hey," they said, "can you beat this guy?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to do 205 hours, which is 8.5 days. And that's what I did. I did 205 hours, 8.5 days for Easter Seals. I had the Guinness Book of World Records for 1 month. And I was featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not. I was the disco king of Sacramento up to 1979. And then disco died. And when disco died, I was kind of lost. And I go, "Okay, what am I going to do now?" Well, I went to a James Bond movie. And I was watching James Bond. And I was sitting there in my seat and going, when I was in the service, I wonder what those military intelligence guys were doing. Well, before I knew it, I was talking to an Army recruiter and talking about military intelligence. And before I knew it, in 1979, I was signing on the dotted line, and I went into military intelligence. So I was a 97 Bravo at the Photo Interpretation Center in Korea. A 97 Bravo is an intelligence analyst. While there, a lot of things were helping me in my investigative skills towards being a paranormal investigator. But let me tell you, I didn't know I was going to become a paranormal investigator. So while I was in South Korea, in Seoul, South Korea, one of the most interesting things that happened was that six photographs came in. And these six photographs are from our reconnaissance aircraft and our reconnaissance satellites. They were six photographs of UFOs. And they were different type of UFOs. You had the cigar shape, you had the saucer shape, you had a globe shape, you had something that looked like ball lightning. Behind each photo, it said intelligent movement. And I said, wow, okay, so Project Blue Book was shut down back in whatever, 1969 or whatever. It's like the military is still investigating UFOs. And I was really, really shocked. At the time, I had a top secret SBI clearance. SBI is Special Background Investigation. So I didn't have above top secret. So with those photographs, my only job to do was to give it a number and to give it to the DIA, which is a Defense Intelligence Agency. And each photograph represented a video. There was video footage, let's say, of the cigar-shaped UFO. I didn't have access to that. I only had access to the photographs, and it was given to the Defense Intelligence Agency, and from there it was given to the CIA, and then from there went into a black hole. I don't know where it went to.
I wanted to move ahead very quickly here. The big criticism we have of the current Pentagon UFO investigations, anyway, it's like the history in the UFO field, and you're citing part of it here. Ongoing investigations by the military after Project Blue Book was shuttered are essentially ignored. It didn't happen. UFOs began in 2004.
Well, the Project Blue Book itself shut down in the late 60s, 1969, I'm not really sure. But
that's about right.
Oh, it's about right. Okay, yeah. But actually, in reality, the military was still investigating UFOs. And 1981 is when I was with military intelligence, and I saw that the military was still investigating UFOs because those six photographs that came in with the words intelligent movement on back of the photograph.
Well, you know, I think that one of the reasons that the military currently is trying to ignore anything that happened before, you know, 2004, 2006, is that they can then go and claim, if it ever does become an issue, that, yeah, UFOs, they're, top secret black budget aircraft. You know, that's all. We can't talk about it, but they're ours or they're somebody else's. There's nothing extraterrestrial or interdimensional here, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim and Gene, I totally agree with you on that. So anyway, in 1986, I got out of the service completely. And so when I got out, I did some things like I actually tried my hand at private investigating, and I tried my hand at bounty hunting. And I was not really successful with that. You have to fight the clients to get paid and everything else. And you spend a lot of time doing it. So I got away from that. I'm retired now. My last job was with Department of California, Division of California Department of Fish and Game. So I did that. I worked with the wardens. And so anyway, as for getting into the paranormal, one day I came across a person who says, hey, I do some ghost hunting. Would you like to join us? Well, I was also, too, a writer. I was writing travel articles for various travel magazines and stuff like that. And they said, maybe you can write an article about our ghost hunting.
That's a good time to break here. We'll have more. Much more on the other side. And get this, folks, Paul is also going to hang out with us for this weekend's After the Paracast, which is the premium show available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. For more information, fast sign up for the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus. Once again, that's theparacast.plus. with Paul and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So you were sucked into the paranormal. You were asked to write this article, Paul. Tell us more.
Yeah, I was basically sucked in. And I said, I've been interested in the paranormal all my life because when I was a child, I actually felt like I lived in a haunted house. All types of things were centered on me by entities in that home. So I was very curious about the paranormal. When I grew a little bit older, I started reading books by Brad Steiger, Eric Von Daniken. I got into a lot of stuff on the paranormal, so I became very knowledgeable about the paranormal. So when I was invited to go to the National Hotel in Jackson, California to write an article about their ghost hunting, I wrote the article, and then it was published in two British magazines. So the leader at the time was very impressed and says, hey, I want you on the team, and you'll be our ghostwriter. That's what she called me. And before I knew it, I was going on these ghost hunts, writing the story. The stories got around on the internet, and before we knew it, we're doing documentaries. We did conversations with a serial killer, everything else. The leader was totally impressed with all the things that were happening for our group. She was really into the publicity part of it, more than being interested in the actual ghost hunting. I was actually pretty much into the ghost hunting, and for the publicity part of it, it just happens because I do write. I write books, and I write articles and everything else. So at some point in time, she got out of it, and she says, would you like to take over the group? And now I am the co-owner with my wife of HPI Halo Paranormal Investigations. And we've been on something like over 2,000 investigations. During my time investigating these paranormal activities, I've seen 4 full-body apparitions. So that's very rare to see something like that. But that's how I got into ghost hunting.
It sounds like you started out as a ghost buster.
A ghost buster, yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Exactly. Halo Paranormal Investigations. We do UFOs. We've got a big UFO hunt coming July 30th. We do cryptids. We've done Chupacabra. We've done Bigfoot in Mount Shasta. In fact, Tim is actually familiar with that story because it's actually placed in one of his books.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Paul has been a writer, starting out with Tim Beckley and all the books that we produced with him, and now Paul is continuing with a new book that's going to be coming out soon from my publishing outfit. So we're always happy to have Paul's contributions, and later on in the show we'll actually discuss the piece that he wrote for our upcoming book.
Is that the one I wrote a chapter for?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, after these many years. No, I do weekly newsletters, and I've done a lot of tech writing, but I haven't written anything for a book probably in 18 years.
Always happy to have your contributions now, Gene.
Getting my hand into it again before I'm too old to know what I'm doing. Which may have been yesterday. Some people are not sure about that. Paul, I wanted to just push back a little bit into your background before we get into the world of the paranormal and all the wacky things that are going on. And that is, your bio mentions writing about comic book creators.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, between the dancing and the paranormal investigating, I was in the comic book business, and I interviewed many comic book creators. I met Stan Lee. What a great guy. He is sorely missed. And I actually interviewed, oh my gosh, I can't even think of his name right now. But yeah, Brian Peluto of Lady Death, and Michael Lisner for his comic book Dawn. So I did comic book reviews. I actually published my own comic book called The Legendary Dark Silhouette, and that's on Amazon. It's still out there. So yeah, I went to the 1998 San Diego Comic-Con and met a lot of celebrities. So, yeah, it was some good times. And comic books are fun. And looking now, all the movies are based on comic books. You know, so, it's, you know, comic books are a lot of fun.
It is so interesting here where the comic book movies became so popular with, of course, The Amazing Spider-Man and Iron Man and Batman Begins.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so many years had passed where comic book fair wasn't a big deal. I mean, Superman the movie was 1978. The first sequel did well. The third and the fourth sequel did, and then comic book stuff moved to TV, Lois and Clark, New Adventures of Superman, the so-called, quote-unquote, Arrowverse on the CW. But the thing that always bothers me here is I am more of a DC guy than a Marvel guy.
And I'm a Marvel guy more than a DC guy. And I like Image Comics. Image had their own universe. Valiant had their own universe. Oh, and I forgot to mention, one of the most important interviews I ever did is William Shatner. He actually was publishing his own comic books, along with Leonard Nimoy. And so I actually had an opportunity to interview him, so he was able to talk about his comic books. So, but it didn't last that long. And Leonard Nimoy's comic books didn't last that long either, so.
Well, you have to think here, these are actors. Obviously, Nimoy could direct. Even Shatner could sort of direct, but Nimoy was a pretty decent director. And he gave that up. And he was a photographer. So he had lots of different skills. But Shatner has moved from thing to thing, except he found a way to keep busy. Even being 90 years old and flying into space, Shatner has always managed to know how to merchandise himself, which was very important.
And Stan Lee, too, knew how to merchandise himself over, let's say, Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby, the artist for Stan Lee, was more or less in the background while Stan Lee was out forward to the public.
Right, when you think of all these creations, you think Stan Lee, and you have to remember he was not an artist, he was a writer. Hey, we got more to come with Paul, and it's not going to be just about comic books. With Tim and Gene, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News. A 911 operator is facing manslaughter and other charges for not sending help right away to a woman who later died from internal bleeding.
The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's requests for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal to buy the social media company was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street won its third out of the last 14 weeks. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So much for the comic books. Right now, one of my favorite shows, by the way, speaking of comic books, is Superman and Lois, which is Superman being married to Lois Lane for a number of years, just because most Superman depictions show him at the beginning of his career, not in the middle. So here he's in the middle. He's got teenage sons, one of whom is displaying powers. And I think that's a really well-done show, and they're putting a lot of money into it. They're filming it like a movie, even though it's a TV show. So I think that's pretty well done. Plus, the guy who plays Superman is the best in years.
Oh, yes, I agree. Oh, Gene, I was wondering, too, why are you more of a DC person than a Marvel person?
Well, I guess because I grew up reading those things, and when it came to Marvel, it was a lot of superheroes with teenaged angst. Ooh. You know, Spider-Man's always worried about this, and the Fantastic Four have that problem. And by the way, the Fantastic Four, they've tried a couple of times. They've never been able to make those characters do all that well in the movies, but that's another story. I remember that. But for some reason, I gravitated towards that. Also because I remember watching The Adventures of Superman on TV with George Reeves back in the 50s. And so it was a matter of experience. The other character I'd like, but it was kind of gone by the time I was old enough, not the current character, the original Captain Marvel, who is now known as Shazam. And that was the one that Otto Binder had done a lot of the continuity for. And that was interesting to me, because unlike Superman, which was sort of sci-fi, basically Shazam, or the old Captain Marvel, was magic. He says magic words and becomes a superhuman character. Let's kind of move to the next thing here, which is back to the world of the paranormal and the organization that you kind of inherited there, Paul. And that is, you mentioned the various things you investigate, UFOs, cryptids, all that stuff. Do you feel that all of these mysteries are related, or is it just a bunch of separate things?
I do believe it's all related, and it's complicated on trying to explain how it's related. But let's say you go to an investigation, and let's say someone is saying that they're demon-possessed. Okay, sometimes the clients will go, where do these demons come from? Do they come from hell? Well, demons, okay, let's say if you believe in the Bible that there was fallen angels, that would make them extraterrestrial. They never had a corporal form, so basically they could be interdimensional or extraterrestrial. They weren't born on Earth, so there you have the demons and then the ghosts. Okay, ghosts. Okay, so let's say your grandmother comes along through a portal. She wants to hang out with the family, and through that portal comes the demon. Okay, there you have a connection, ghost to demon. Demon, if it's extraterrestrial, you got a demon to aliens, cryptids. Okay, Bigfoot is seen hanging out with UFOs. People who see UFOs see Bigfoot. There's even a case where the Grays were working alongside a Bigfoot, and the Bigfoot was doing all the work, so it was kind of like using Bigfoot as a worker. So now you have a cryptid that's connected to the Grays. And then if you go back to ancient Egypt, you have all these different type of creatures, like you have a person who has half the body of a man and half the body of a horse. So that would be a cryptid. And was the aliens, the Anunnaki or whatever, were they manipulating DNA and creating these cryptids? So now you have cryptids that are connected to UFOs, and UFOs are connected to aliens, and aliens connected to demons, demons to ghosts. So the whole thing becomes a big paranormal type of soup.
When you mention ghosts, Paul, it's assumed by lots of people that a ghost is a dead person lost in some netherworld or in the afterlife, that when we die, we go to this afterlife and maybe we're processed, and then we go on to wherever we go up or we go down, if you get my picture. Now, what you're suggesting here is that when we die, instead we go to another dimension?
That dimension could be what you call heaven or what you can call hell. Or if the hell doesn't even exist, it's just a different reality. What's kind of interesting is that when all living things have a energy aura about them, the leaves off a tree, there's this energy aura that you can see, there's energy aura around animals, around people, and when that aura leaves the body, and if someone sees it, they call it a ghost. Or what that energy aura is a soul. The soul of a plant, soul of an animal, soul of a person. So, I believe that when you die, all the information that you came across as a living person is contained in that energy field and is floating around. And a lot of people ask, they've asked me about reincarnation, what my thoughts are. What I believe in is that when a baby is born upon the world, it has little psychic antennas. And sometimes, if the conditions are right, a deceased person, his soul or her soul, is floating in the atmosphere. And that energy is picked up by this little newborn child with psychic antennas and downloads the information from that deceased person. And that little baby, when it grows older, says, I used to live back in the 1800s. I was John Smith. I was a blacksmith.
By the way, the sci-fi version of that, by the way, of reincarnation, is the Trill in Star Trek. That's where they've got this symbiotic relationship where they take the little creature, and that is placed within the body of a Trill and inherits all of its knowledge. And then, of course, we have the other... that's the good version, by the way, the Trill. We also have the evil version in Stargate SG-1 called the Gold, where the parasites are evil creatures who take over one's consciousness and do nasty stuff. But that, I guess, is like reincarnation, sort of.
Yeah, it is. It is. I never thought of that way. That's pretty good, Gene.
Well, you kind of painted the picture then. And also, I'm watching the old episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, where they focus on one of the main characters being a Trill. Mm-hmm. And the actor who played that Trill quit the show after six seasons. There was a seventh season. So what they did is they killed her off, then had her parasite named Dax implanted in another woman for the final season.
Yeah, and I need to catch up on the new Star Trek.
Star Trek Strange New Worlds? It is really, really well done. And there's more humor in it than the original Star Trek. Obviously, the technology is much better. I think, overall, the acting level is better, but we can go into that in more detail. Let's get back to the Paranormal Universe with Paul Jean. And, Tim, you're in...
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
There he is, not a Trill, not a Gauld, but some kind of spiritual creature, Tim Swartz.
He doesn't want to answer us.
Just possessed by one of my many voices, Gene.
You see, that's his problem when the voice takes over. There's a new personality there. It's like he's swapping out parasites.
Well, you know, one of the things that Paul is talking about, it reminds me that, you know, there are a lot of Polynesian religions who they believe that our soul, whatever, is made up of a number of different types of souls. I can't remember now, like maybe seven to nine. And that when you pass away, your true essence, that part of you that comes, you know, from the universe, that's the part that, you know, goes on to whatever. But then the other parts, they remain here on the earth plane until their energy dissipates, and that's what accounts for, say, like poltergeist or even ghostly visitations, that these other aspects, you know, of your spirit are of a lower intelligence, I suppose. They kind of fit into the category of like the Freudian concepts of the ego and the superego and all of that. But some of it is believed, like Paul said, to have the ability to pass on memories from the deceased person to a newborn. Not necessarily meaning that, you know, it's a direct reincarnation of the person who passed on. It's just the memories that got passed on.
Well, the thing I've always wondered about reincarnation is, if you don't know what you were before, and very few apparently do, how do you not repeat the mistakes?
Interesting.
Good point.
And, yeah, very good point. And also, too, energy is like forever. So, and I think that as we live our life, we gather all this information and it's downloaded into our energy. And that energy is kept forever. And it becomes, and I believe, it becomes part of the Akashic records that you hear about. Universal information. All the information, everything that I saw, everything I felt, everything I thought, it's all there. It's there forever. And it all becomes part of this huge universal library. And that information is just kept forever and ever.
I like to be able to have the ability to edit that before it goes out to the ultra-terrestrials or universal consciousness. I really would. I think there are a lot of things I've been through in my life that I wouldn't really want recorded. And that's true with just about anyone. Wouldn't it be nice if at the end of our days we can sit there in front of a touch screen or something and say, you know, this, we don't want that one. Let's just get rid of that event.
Yeah. And also, too, now it seems like scientists have discovered that your life being flashed before your eyes upon death, that saying is actually true. You actually see all the events of your life before you are deceased. And that information is, like I said, I actually believe it's part of your soul, part of your aura, part of your energy. It's there and it's kept forever. And so all the bad things that you may have done, you're going to see it again. All the good things that you did, you're going to see that too. So it's all recorded.
Does that impact your next life?
Yeah, it definitely impacts your next life. The mistakes that you made in the life now, you're going to try to avoid in the next life. That's if you remember what those mistakes are.
Or do you instinctively know where to go without specifically remembering something? Well, that doesn't sound like a good idea. And maybe in a previous life, you would have done what you decided not to do and it didn't turn out so well.
Right.
I'm explaining something I don't really believe in. Okay. I just think that we're stuck here and we have to assume we're probably not going to have anything continue after we go. I may be wrong. I had another crazy theory, and you guys can work with it, is when you die, you go to another dimension, universe, reality, where you did not die. And your existence continues to a certain point, of course. I mean, if you're 120 years old, there's going to be an issue. But that way, you don't know that you died. Maybe everyone in that previous reality knows, but you fork off into a new one.
That's kind of what Paulino suggests, you know, that there's, you know, infinite number of universes with an infinite number of views at various points in your life, so that when your life ends here, you know, possibly you continue on into another reality, maybe not necessarily at the age that you passed away. You know, you go back and either start over again as a baby, or, you know, I know that I've heard stories from people who felt like that they were in experience where they thought that they had died, but then all of a sudden they didn't. And they wondered if, you know, they hadn't actually then gone to another reality where they were still alive.
So therefore, I wake up one morning and I'm 25 years old again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, that would be really nice.
Yeah. Especially for old codgers like us. Yeah.
Yeah,
let's get back into your research, okay? You've investigated so many different things in so many different areas of interest. Do you work in a specific part of the country or what?
I live in Northern California, Sacramento, California. So most of my investigations, I try to keep local. When I first became a paranormal investigator, I was very, very gung-ho, and so I went to Area 51, I went to Skinwalker Ranch, I did a lot of international traveling, so I've been to Hearst Castle, Dublin Castle in Ireland, Bridge over River Kwai in Thailand, the Tower of London, East End, where Jack the Ripper and the Cray Twins hung out at. So, yeah, I did some major investigations and learned a lot from it. So, I mean, like Area 51, did I see any UFOs? No, I didn't. But I have a couple paranormal investigators who came with me who claimed that they did. But what I can tell you is when we got up to the gate, and as I was looking up on the hillside with my binoculars, on the hillside was this guy in camis looking at me with his binoculars, and he had a sniper rifle that was shouldered, and he took it off from his shoulder and pointed it at me. So they take it very seriously when you get up to that gate at Area 51. So that's one of the things that I learned. We took some soil samples, and this one group out of UC Davis, they analyzed it, and they found little metal fragments. So I'm not sure what that came from. And we interviewed a lot of people from the Alien, which is located right there at Area 51. And one of the ladies that we interviewed, she said that she actually saw this small craft that had wings and it hovered. It didn't make any noise. It came to her eye level, and there was a pilot inside of there, and he was waving at her, and then he zipped off. So if that is true, they definitely have some strange experimental aircraft over there. And she swore up and down that incident actually happened. Then I had another gentleman who took me to an abandoned village near Area 51, which a lot of people don't even talk about. But there's a whole village over there, abandoned homes, right there by Area 51, and no one really knew the answer why it was abandoned. And supposedly a lot of the houses there were haunted, so we did a little ghost investigation. We got a couple of EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon.
We will hear more about the EVPs with Paul, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.